What do you do when someone is against you without cause? We'll find out from Psalm 35 today.
As God pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can sell. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long worship
you. Good morning. Welcome to Perception. My name is Don Rule, and I've been speaking on this radio program since about the summer of 1985. And this is a work of the Nile Street Church of Christ. What do you do when someone is against you without any reason? Psalm 35 will show us what David did. This psalm is divided into three parts. And here you will see David going back and forth between seeking God's help, describing the situation, and promising to praise God. The first section of the psalm is verses 1 through 10. Let me start off by just reading verses 1 through 3. David says, "Plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for my help. Also draw out the spear, and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation." Well, when someone is against us without cause, we should do the same thing that David did. We should cry to God, pleading our case. And what David wanted God to do here was to plead his cause, to fight against his enemies, take hold of shield and buckler, stand up for David's help, draw out the spear, stop those who are pursuing him. And David just wanted to hear God say to David, "I am your salvation." You know, you can hear a lot of times debate about whose side God is on. This is often brought up during war or political campaigns. But let me say this. If you are a child of God, a faithful child of God, He is on your side. So ask God to fight your battles. And see the imagery here that David is conjuring up. Likewise, let us speak in vivid terms to God. Say to God that He would say to you that He is your salvation. It was as though David needed reassurance from God that He was with David. What is also so powerful about verse 3 that I read to you is that it is personal. David wanted this said to his soul. Now, most people are familiar with John 3:16. And it gives us a wonderful truth, which we all so readily embrace. That is, God's love is for the whole world. However, Galatians 2 has a passage that also makes salvation personal. What David wanted is ultimately fulfilled through Christ. Now, when I read Galatians 2:20, Do not hear Paul making a statement about himself, but listen to it as though you were speaking it, or you are the one who had written it. Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Isn't that wonderful? I continue to read in Psalm 35, now verses 4 through 8. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after my life. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot my hurt. Let them be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. For without cause they have hidden their net for me in a pit, which they have dug without cause for my life. Let destruction come upon him unexpectedly, and let his net that he has hidden catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. Well, let's think about in these first 8 verses what David says his enemies were doing to him. Well, we've already read that they were striving with him, they were fighting against him, and they were pursuing him. And now, in what the passage I just read to you, he says that they were seeking after his life, they were plotting his hurt, and they were setting a trap for him without cause. So what David wanted to happen to them was that they would be shamed and dishonored, that they would be turned back and brought to confusion, that they would be like chaff before the wind. So let the angel of the Lord chase them, he said. Let their way be dark and slippery while the angel of the Lord is pursuing them. Let them experience destruction unexpectedly, and let the net that he has set catch him. Now friends, I can guarantee you that if you're following Jesus Christ, people will hate you and fight against you without cause, even as they did with Jesus. But ultimately, they will be chased by the angel of the Lord in dark and slippery places. Now, can you think of a more disadvantageous situation? Think about the angel of the Lord going after you in a place where you have good traction, you've got plenty of light. You're still not going to win. How much worse it would be in the dark where you can't see where you're going, and it's slippery, you haven't got good traction. Man, you're going to lose. Well, he says that's what's going to happen to the enemies of God's people. He who fights against you cannot win if you're with the Lord. Now, here's the last 2 verses in this first section of Psalm 35. David said, "And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you? Delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him. Yes, the poor and the needy from him who plunders him." What David promises to do when God fulfills his requests, he says, are these: my soul will be joyful in you, Lord. My soul will rejoice in your salvation. He says, all my bones will say, the Lord is unique. He delivers the poor from one who is stronger. When God works for you, rejoice in him. Rejoice and praise God with all your bones. Now, the skeletal system is the innermost part of our being. It is that upon which the rest of the body is built. Remember that God took a bone from Adam to make another person, that is Eve. Thus, from the very, very foundations of his person, from his innermost being, with all that he is or was, David would put himself into praising God. My friends, I ask you to examine the manner in which you worship. Are you praising God with all your bones? What does he mean to you? Do you realize how he has fought against all people and situations who have been against you. Have confidence in the Lord that he can and will deliver you from people and situations that are greater than you. Now for the second part of Psalm 35, and this will be verses 11 through 18. I first want to read verses 11 to 14. David continued to write, "Fierce witnesses rise up. They ask me things that I do not know. They reward me evil for good, to the sorrow of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer would return to my own heart. I paced about as though he were my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one who mourns for his mother." Now look what David says they were doing against him. They were fierce witnesses, meaning they were trying to hurt him. These false witnesses were bringing up matters of which David had no knowledge. They were charging him with crimes which he did not commit. They were rewarding him evil for good, which was obviously to the sorrow of his soul. Do you not know what he means or how he feels? You have undoubtedly done this. That is, you did good for someone, but they returned evil for your good. In contrast, listen to what David had done for them when they were sick. He says his clothing was sackcloth. He humbled himself with fasting. However, his prayer returned to his own heart. Evidently, God had not answered the prayer that the sick get well. Nevertheless, the prayer was still to David's credit. And that mattered to God. David would be blessed for it. That is, the person for whom he was praying may not have gotten better, but it was to David's credit. Perhaps he would be blessed later, or maybe even immediately. Friends, whenever you do good for someone, and they do not respond to it, maybe they're not thankful, that does not mean your efforts were wasted. David also says that he paced about as though his enemy were his friend or brother. In other words, he didn't treat him like an enemy. He bowed down as one might mourn for his mother. Notice the progression from friend to brother to mother. He had made this enemy as close to his heart as possible. Now, one thing that we need to make sure of is that the evil people commit against us is without cause. Now, by that, I'm not saying that, well, someone commits evil, or that is, commits sin against us, maybe they're excused for it, maybe they're justified in it by something we've done. No, it's not that. But if we've done evil against them, we shouldn't be surprised if they return the evil back towards us. In other words, we need to be sure that we have indeed done good toward those people. Next, in verses 15 and 16, David wrote this, "But in my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered together. Attackers gathered against me, and I did not know it. They tore at me and did not cease. With ungodly mockers at feasts, they gnashed at me with their teeth." When David had adversity, when he had problems, see how they treated him? They rejoiced. They gathered together against him. He did not even know that they were plotting against him, thinking all along that they appreciated what he had done for them. They tore at him ceaselessly. They gnashed at him with ungodly mockers, with their teeth. Similarly, people will treat you opposite of the way you have treated them. Not everyone, of course, but there are people who are like that. Now, notice what David did not do in return. He did not return evil for evil. This is because David had confidence that God would take care of the matter. That's why Psalm 35 is in the Bible. This is why David was laying out the situation before God. Now let me read the last two verses of this second section of Psalm 35, verses 17 and 18. "Lord, how long will you look on? rescue me from their destructions, my precious life from the lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people. David again turns to wondering when God is going to act. How long would the Lord look on? Well, David wanted rescue from multiple destruction. Evidently, they were planning to hurt David in several ways. David saw himself as a precious life being chased by lions. When David would be helped by God, when God would help David, then he promised to praise the Lord. He would give thanks to God in the great assembly. He would let others know what the Lord had done. You know, sometimes we may wonder why God appears to be just watching. Well, make a commitment to thank and to praise God, and then wait to see him act. Now the third section of Psalm 35, which would be verses 19 to 28. First, I want to read verses 19 to 21. David again said, "Let them not rejoice over me, who are wrongfully my enemies, nor let them wink with the eye, who hate me without a cause. For they do not speak peace, but they devise deceitful matters against the quiet ones in the land. They also opened their mouth wide against me and said, 'Aha, aha, our eyes have seen it.'" See David again turning to God, saying, "God, don't let them rejoice. Don't give them that opportunity. Do not let them wink with the eye." The reasons that he did not want them to be able to rejoice is that they were wrongfully his enemies. They had no cause for hating him. But this is the nature of enemies. They do not speak peace. Instead, they devise deceitful matters against the ones who are quiet, or that is, peaceful. It's kind of like an account that I read one time of wild horses in Mexico, who graze without being aware of danger in a prairie. Though sometimes you can see in the distance some wolves gathering together. They're hungry. They want one of those horses. And at first the horses pick up the scent and they're alarmed. But because the wolves don't attack, the horses assume that all is safe. For you see, they know that they're much faster and, of course, larger than the wolves, and they can outrun these things. But the wolves continue to look, you know, very innocent, even gentle. And soon the horses become just relieved of all fear, and they begin to graze at the same spot again. Two of the older wolves approach closer, kind of like in a nonchalant way. You know, this is just something we're out here doing. We're not really going to bother these horses here. And they might get a little bit closer to the horses, and they'll back away. In other words, just making the horses feel at ease. The horses might become alarmed, but again, when they see that everything's all innocent and fine, they go back to grazing. But before they know it, those wolves have come in close, way too close. And now the lives of these animals are in danger. And finally, they attack one. And they sink their teeth into it. And the animal is killed. Well, so these deceitful people were treating David in the same way. And there are people who will treat us in the same way. David says they opened wide their mouths against him, saying that their eyes had seen. I encourage you to ask God to prevent our unjustified enemies from rejoicing over us. Seek peace, but ask God to take care of the ones who do not seek peace. Now I read verses 22 through 26. David wrote, "This you have seen, O Lord. Do not keep silence. O Lord, do not be far from me. Stir up yourself and awake to my vindication, to my cause, my God and my Lord. Vindicate me, O Lord my God, according to your righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, ah, so we would have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion, who rejoice at my heart or hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor, who exalt themselves against me. Here is another cry to God for help. God, he says, you've seen all this. Please do not keep silent. Please do not keep yourself away. Stir yourself up. Awake to vindicate. Let your vindication, God, be according to your righteousness. David was not asking God to do anything wrong, nor was David asking permission to do anything wrong. He says, God, don't let that enemy have a reason for rejoicing over me. Let them not be able to say that they have gained a victory over me. Let them be ashamed and have mutual confusion for rejoicing when I've been hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor for exalting themselves against me, David says. There are times God waits to take action against our enemies or an evil situation we are in until we ask him to act. Are we going to trust him to take care of it in his way? Or do we think we have a better way? Therefore, be like David and stir God up. Now for the last part of this third section, which is indeed the last part of Psalm 35, verses 27 and 28. Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. For those who favor David's cause, he says, God, let them shout for joy. Let them be glad. Let them magnify the Lord. Interestingly, David was not seeking self-magnification. He was not seeking self-glory. He wanted all this victory for God's sake. He wanted those who favored his cause to rejoice or to recognize that the Lord has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant or servants. David says, God, when you do these things for me, then my tongue will speak of your righteousness. My tongue would speak of your praise all day long. Friends, let us not forget that there are others who are for our righteous cause. Sometimes we may think we're alone, but we're not. And let us rejoice with those who do rejoice. They and we will say continually, let the Lord be magnified. God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. We will say continually that God is righteous, that God is to be praised. And that's what I tell you today. Do not be silent. Seek God's help. Then tell others about it. My dear friends, I want to tell you that the best way for you to praise God and to show him your appreciation is to be a follower of his blessed Son, Jesus Christ. That's what he wants from you. He wants you to give him your life, all that you are, all that you have. He wants you to so give, even as he has given to us, without holding anything back. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, with all your heart? If so, are you attempting to turn your life around? And do you want God's help in doing it? Moreover, have you been baptized into Christ, that is, immersed in water? If not, why not? There is no reason to delay any longer. I urge you to think about your life in the most serious way that you ever have before. for nothing is more important than this matter. I encourage you to worship with the Nile Street Church of Christ. And if you need to call the church, you can do so right away at 541-882-5894. That's 882-5894. Till next Sunday, my friends, sharpen your perception on what you're supposed to do when someone is against you without cause. This has been Perception with Don Rule and the Nile Street Church of Christ in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Thank you for listening.
Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Lord, I come to your awesome presence, from the shadows into your radiance. By the blood I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Lay, Spirit, lay. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. As we gaze on your kingly brightness, so our faces display your likeness. Ever changing from glory to glory, mirrored here, may our lives tell your story. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Lay, Spirit, lay. Set our hearts on fire. Glory.